And good
Love
evening, everyone.
Talk Radio.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I forgot to have that little intro. Okay. Well, welcome to Sunday night. We're live on Rapture. Yeah, we're live on the Eagle's Nest Broadcasting. We're no longer on the Rapture Ready Radio Network. Oh, I miss those guys, but hey, we're going to do our thing. We'll do it our way here, okay? It's Sunday night when I feel like doing a Sunday night show. Not every week, but we're relaxing, okay? I don't see how those guys do it. You know, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannity show's intense. Yeah, he's got so many guests. So many. So those producers are ragged trying to keep up with all those people. So, yeah, I listen to them. I listen to Rush. Yeah, I do listen to Alex Jones. Listen to Jim Bohannon. Oh, who's that other guy? Mark Levin. I've been listening to Dr. Laura in the morning, so she's an interesting one. Well, yeah. But you got a good talk radio station in your area. You can listen to a lot of talk radio. Of course, you want to come in. Yeah, I can do just as good as they can do. No, you can't. Those guys get paid the big bucks just to blab their mouth. So, of course, for those of you who are interested in this kind of format, Alex Jones had some good advice once he gave. He goes, First thing you need to do is get yourself a blog talk radio station, get yourself a time slot on Access TV, whatever you want to do. Get something to practice with. Practice, practice, practice. Show people that you got skills. You're not going to walk right in and get Rush Limbaugh's contract just because you can talk to some producer into giving it to you. You got to prove yourself. Talk. Get on a network such as this, get yourself a show, do the show, show people that you can talk. Then talk, start, take this to your local radio station, take this to whatever, and get yourself a weekend time slot. If you can bring some advertisers with you, that's a great thing. Get yourself on one of the local shows as a substitute. I don't know if you've listened to Sean Hannity. He's got Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all those guys have interesting substitutes. Sean Hannity had Louie Gohmert as a substitute. Louie Gohmert is my congressman, okay? Or at least he was my congressman. He's not anymore. They moved the district lines a little bit. Now Radcliffe is my congressman, but Louie was my congressman. I'm very proud of him, proud of the fact that I voted for him. I've actually had a chance to speak to him on several occasions personally. And he did the Sean Hannity show, and I responded back to him on Facebook and said, look, as soon as you're ready to retire from Congress, you got yourself a job doing this. Because he did an excellent job, actually, with a three-hour time slot on the Sean Hannity show. You know, Sean Hannity producers brought him the guest. So he had his guest. He had, you know, the Sean Hannity show had their own sponsorship, things like that. So just come on, do it, do your thing, and see where it goes. The other thing is have something to say. Just have something to say. Something that gets people's interest. And, of course, if you can bring guests on, if you know how to do interviews. You know, the thing that blew my mind, I'm not a good interviewer, okay? I do interviews at work. I interview people for job. People come in, they want to work for me at McDonald's. I'll interview them. And I did that in some of the other jobs I've had before this. I've interviewed people for those jobs. But when you interview for the radio, it's all about letting them talk and get, because I can give you my opinion all day long, and I do on this show. I don't bring on guests. It's just my opinion, what I do. But you get out there and you start doing I did Future Congress. I had three guests that I did interviews with. And one of the comments I got from one of the other blog or other Rapture Radio host was, Tim is good at coming up with questions on the fly. I don't know if I'm good at it. I mean, you know, it's a lot of it's letting the Holy Spirit lead you and do the right question, talking to the right people, because you want to basically let them talk. I mean, when I did Bill Salas, he dominates the room when he talks. So basically what you got to do is get him in the right direction, which direction you want to take him, and let him go. And he can talk to you for hours on just about any subject. He's written so many books. He's researched so many areas. He's just a great guy to talk to. So, and that was one of my most listened to shows I ever did, was that Rapture, was a Future Congress interview I did with him. So with that said, let's get into, we'll talk a little bit about politics. I mean, we're right now in recess. I love listening to ABC News after listening to Sean Hannity. That's the time slot I'm usually listening, is middle of the afternoon on my way, either on my way into work or on my way home from work. I work 7 to 4 or 3 to close. So that's the Sean Hannity time slot a lot of times. And you listen to Sean for a while, then you listen to the ABC News. And, yeah, they're getting all over the president because he condemned Obama for his vacations. Well, first of all, Obama's vacations were the most expensive vacations ever. He got expensive hotels. He didn't own anything, okay? When you look at the Bushes, he went to his ranch. That was his ranch. He already owned it. He didn't have to pay the government for that. The only thing the government had to pay for was the extra security that had to go on around the ranch. And, you know, guarding a ranch is no big deal. Now, Trump is going to New Jersey to his own golf course. He owns it, okay? It's not like it's going to be a big bill to the government. It's his. He can come and go there as he wants to. It's kind of like the owner of my McDonald's. He comes in there, grabs food, walks out. I go, what you get? He goes, I've already paid for this. Yeah, I know, but let me just ring it up to make sure we account for it. Okay. So I ring it up and promo it off and write on the ticket, you know, the owner took this. Okay. But, yeah, did it cost the store anything? Yeah, it cost the store. But it's the owner, you know, who owns the store? In this case, we're at a golf course owned by Mr. Trump. Okay, yeah, the government's going to have to pay more for security out there than they would at the White House. They're probably going to have to, you know, watch the limos and whatever. But it's going to be a working vacation, similar to what Bush used to do. Yeah, he's going to be at his place. And, you know, Obama did have his place at Martha's Vineyard that he went to. So did Bush Sr. So, some of this criticism. Yeah, you got to watch how they did the criticism. Now, Obama, his job, you know, read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. His job was to spend all the government's money so they'd be totally broke when he left office. That was his job. That's what he tried to do. He wanted America broke. So he spent as much money as he could when he traveled. They sent out Air Force One to do a flight around New York City without him even on board. They just went pictures of Air Force One flying around New York City. That was expensive. You know how much it cost to fly a 747? You know, get yourself a cheap plane. All right. Now, so much for politics. We need to get back to studying the Word of God. And of course, pray for your president. Pray for those who have authority over you. Texas legislature is in special session, so or maybe they're done with it, but they just had special session, so you know, pray that they pass the right bills. I think they'll probably have another special session. Of course, in Texas state government, for those of you not familiar with Texas state government, Texas legislature only meets for 100 days every 2 years. That's it. If they do not accomplish what the governor thinks they need to accomplish, he can call a special session, and they only deal with issues that the governor says to deal with. They can't come up with their own issues. It's 2 weeks. They come in, do their job. They get a bill. They get a bill. Governor, he signs it. We're good. If he vetoes it, they're not in session to override the veto, okay? That's why if you got a bill that you might, it might get vetoed, pass it early in that 100-day session. That way it can come back and you can override a veto. But, oh well. All right, so there's your civics lesson, government lesson, what have you. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Now, last week we covered the beginning. The beginning. What happened to start everything off? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Chapter 2 is an interesting one. And we're going to talk about this there. But and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This, without form and void, tohu abohu is the Hebrew word, which just basically means formless. The question was this originally created this way, or did it become this way? The argument is when God creates something, he does it right. Now, the other issue is the way Hebrew literature is put together. Hebrew literature kind of puts a summary, a summary sentence first, and then follows it up with the details of what happened. So the summary is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the summary. So, you know, we may think to put it chronologically, God created the heavens and the earth to begin with. But as you can see, when we start looking at day one, day two, day three, day four, etc., you'll start seeing details of how he created it. Yeah. So the earth is being without form and void and darkness on the face of the deep. Well, what's the first thing in Genesis chapter 3? God created light. So God, in the beginning, God just made a blank slate planet. So question is, this is a solar centric, earth centric, whatever. According to the Bible, we live in a earth centric universe. In other words, the center of all activity in the universe is the Earth. It's not Pluto. It's not Saturn. It's not the Sun. It is not Alpha Centauri. It is not the center of the Milky Way. It is not some of those galaxies way out there that we can only see with the Hubble telescope. No, the Earth is the center of activity. So when we look at this, the first thing that happens is God puts out a blank slate. So the question is there a gap theory? Well, let's ask gap theory. Why do we need a gap theory? Well, we need to put the millions of years in. I don't know about you, but I've been listening to a radio show lately done by Answers in Genesis, not Answers in Genesis, the other group, the one with Creation Research Center. Okay. Creation Research Center, they've been pointing out how everything in the universe points to a young Earth. So we don't have to succumb to old Earth theories. See, the reason why we have an old Earth theory is if you look at the current rate of erosion and creation of rock, the way it is under normal circumstances, it takes forever to lay down a layer of rock. Therefore, and we talk about this when we looked at Peter, Second Peter. All things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Well, if all things continue as they did from the beginning of creation, it takes a long time to do anything. Of course, Peter says, and they don't realize that there was a flood. But with the flood, we put down, we change everything. I don't know if you've ever gone to your backyard and watched it rain. A hard rain. I'm not talking about a light rain. A hard rain. And just watch the erosion happen. Yeah, we dug a ditch in my yard growing up. It was 3 feet wide by 2 feet deep. Kind of a square thing. It was just dug it some way. Well, if you come back there today and look at it, it doesn't look like the ditch that we dug. There is some, it is deep in some places, shallow in others. It rains hard in East Texas because of the way the waters dealt with that, in the flooding of that particular ditch, it created some deep chasms. It's running through very quickly. It washed away a lot of dirt and created some deep chasms. Today, grass is growing in there, so it doesn't erode as fast. You look at the current rate of erosion and said it must have been dug millions of years ago because it's not eroding. Why is it not eroding? Grass is there. When water rushes through there, the grass is not taking it away. But if you had been there 40 years ago, when we dug the ditch, you would know that that ditch has been eroded very quickly. So therefore we have an area that is created just the way it is because of some quick erosion. All right. You look at another part of the yard. Hurricane Ike, which became Tropical Storm Ike by the time it reached that part of the yard, did some major damage to the neighbor's yard. You wouldn't recognize that from what it looked like. So there's a lot of things that happened. Now, the question is, what would have happened in a gap theory? First of all, the angelic host would have been made. Now, I will argue that that part of creation was creating the angelic host. The angels come from a certain part. A lot of them are outside of, come up from outside of the dimensionality that we are used to. There's all kinds of interesting theory we can get into with angels. How are they manifested? What creatures do we see today that are really angels? Have you ever met with an angel? Of course, the Bible says you have, and you weren't aware of it. Some of you have hosted angels unaware. It says that. Did an angel come into your store today and buy something from you? Maybe. You don't know. But, you see, a lot.
I stood and watched an eagle fly.